This is Cherry Johnson, and you are listening to Ricky Romance's No Filter on iHeartRadio.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? This is your boy, Ricky Romance, and this is the Ricky Romance No Filter podcast. That's right, y'all. We back, and we better than ever. You know what I'm saying? The number one podcast on iHeartRadio. Let's go. What's up, y'all? We back. This is your boy, Ricky Romance. This is Ricky Romance No Filter. And I'm here with one of the founding fathers of Black Wall Street inside of the multiverse. That's right, the multiverse, which is within the metaverse. Hey, man, I just want to thank you, man, for pulling up Chief Smoke. What's up with it, man? I know you got seven storefronts inside of the metaverse right now, and multiple penthouse properties. I mean, thanks for pulling up, man. It's nice to have you on the show.
Man, good looking, boss. Good looking, man. You know, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for having me. You know, yeah, man. Yeah, we up in here doing it at the wall. You know, I ain't playing no games, you know. I just came up here. You know, I seen the opportunity to build and to create, me and just be able to express everything that I've been putting together, you know, throughout my life, you know, inside this whole meta experience. And I'm just telling you, like, if you ain't in right now, man, you are Trip Ellington. Like, I'm telling you, like,
right.
It's just, you feel me, just really magnificent. You know, it's a lot of people, you know, involved right now. There's a lot of people that's upset, a lot of people that's happy, but, you know, you can definitely see what type of energy this whole place holds, you know. You know, so I spend a lot of time in here instead of, you know, regular social media websites, and I ain't got time for the ratchetness and the ignorance and the dumb type material. Like, I'd be really having to try to find some place to focus at. And the metaverse, you know, as you can see, yeah, it's really lit up in here, man.
We actually met. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this interview wouldn't be possible. I wouldn't have the privilege to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? A bit of learn the secrets of the trade, man. You know what I mean? If I wasn't actually inside of the metaverse. I mean, we met inside of the metaverse. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I be telling everybody I know, like, you know, a lot of people, they want to work on their networking. You know, that's one of the most important things when you're running any business. And
first thing, you set up your metaverse.
Excuse me?
The first thing that the people need to understand is,
yes,
it used to be, hey, you need to set up your Instagram, your Facebook. No,
right.
You need to set your metaverse up first.
You need to set your man, exactly. Skip the whole little thing you've been talking about for 3 years. Oh, I need to get a website together. No, you might as well just
Metaverse.
About that.
Your website, set your metaverse up. That is your website.
Exactly. You still in web 2, like web 1.5. You need to hop on to 3 and get ready.
In web 3, exactly.
Yeah, web 3 is popping right now.
Yeah, well, no, it ain't just popping. We actually, that's what it is. It's web 3. People still have access to web 2, so they think that that's what it is. It's like motherfucker being able to go to Walmart or Best Buy and buy a motherfucking flip phone. What's that damn phone? The little throwaway shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, man, that fucking shit. It's like being able to go to the corner and get a free Android.
Right. Yeah, man. It's almost just like using cash. You feel me? Like, cash is dirty. You feel me? It be all in people's pants and drawers, bras. Who knows? You feel me? Like, we sliding, we sliding and gliding cars now. Even most of the money that I make, I never even touch it in my hands, really. It's just slide. You can go touch my phone and click of a button, and you know, the metaverse is making it like that too, to where you can go inside of different locations and stores, and you can check out people's merchandise, and with the click of a button, Amazon gonna drop Heems off. You know, my mama. It's good right here.
Man, listen, you know, like you said, man, the people that I've been meeting, such as yourself, it's crazy. Like, from all over the world, people within your community. I mean, when you got something in common, y'all can link up and do some cool stuff in the metaverse. I mean, I've been seeing cool collaborations. And, you know, I mean, I can't believe how much money I've actually spent within the Multiverse app. You know what I'm saying? Because I started in the Multiverse app and Horizon Worlds app, but I started spending money inside of the Multiverse app. You know what I'm saying? So people don't understand that there's multiple different apps,
right,
where you can go inside of the metaverse.
Yes,
you cannot go inside of the metaverse without an Oculus.
Right, right.
Not having an Oculus is like not having a cell phone. It's like
not having
going with your life. It's like I didn't want to be your friend.
Man, it's like what? You are not in the loop right now.
It's like you're not hip. You don't realize that the internet and the world has moved on. You still got a flip phone in your hand.
You still chirping and shit. Look at.
You still trying to fucking post pictures and figure out how to design your Instagram page.
Right.
Walking around inside a video game, nigga, promoting our own businesses. Spending real money.
Crazy.
So they say this. So Roblox is coming to the Quest too.
Right. Yeah.
So now we got the kids metaverse on Quest 2. You guys, it's getting crazy. Who else just came in the other day? MasterCard?
Yeah. So I seen all types of stuff.
Who just came in the other day? A big company.
Hold on. Yeah, it's been a lot of stuff going on. I be up so many hours, man. I can't. I just hear it and keep moving. I just see the entertainers coming here and everything. I'm like,
But you don't know who the last company that just came in?
No, somebody was talking about it today, but I can't remember right now on the spot. I'm trying to. My brain is dead right now. Let me think.
Oh man, this is a goddamn interview, man. Your brain can't be dead, man.
I told you to shoot me some of the questions that I was gonna be answering before we were pushing.
Man, this ain't no damn questions, man. We keep it real. This is no filter on the pot. This is no filter, brother.
Well, I said IDK. That was funny. At the moment, I cannot remember.
Hey, so let me ask you a question. You said you got 7 stores inside of the metaverse. Yeah. Are they all the same stores? Is it a franchise of stores, or can you tell us a little bit about your stores, or what your plans are, or some of the merchandise that you're selling?
Yeah, most definitely. So, I actually started off with one store. You feel me? And I was real happy with that. I got inside of a good location. I put inside of Black Wall Street because if you guys check out my footage and things I post about my store, you know I'm an artist, but my art, it displays a lot of things about melanin and the culture and the pineal gland, but it mixes a lot of, beautiful colors and fabrics and things together to, like, draw people back to the culture. So, pretty much I had all that inside of one store at first, and then once I got on the road, and started seeing how fast my money was starting to flip, and inside here, and I could just take that money and invest inside the other locations. I ended up with 2 stores, and my second store, I got it really for my kids, in the future, because I was like seeing how fast this was taking off in the world or whatever. And so I start explaining it to my kids, like what I'm doing. I'm about to buy the Oculus, so you guys can have a virtual storefront. They still don't get it. You can virtual over 13, but they're definitely they're like, "Daddy, what are you talking about?" They like to you see my kids in the dance videos, like they dance and play outside and they make crafts and make clothing and stuff like that. So
real kids.
We're not really a gamer family. Like we play games but not really. But this right here had really put me into where I ended up after getting the second store, I got some more change. I was like, I might as well get a third one, And then something crazy up in here where everybody's penthouse quadrupled. And boy, when that happened, I was able to just sell a few of my property and go store crazy. You feel me? Yeah, maxed out my storefront. It said 6 out of 6. I was like, okay, for sure, for sure. So eventually I was able to take my stores and divide them into multiple different locations for different reasons where it's not really about storefronts, because I really wasn't in here to sell merchandise off top. I was kind of up here trying to figure out what was going on and learn the business and, you know, learn more about crypto and NFTs and things. But in the process, you know, I seen that you can do more than just stores. You can open up, it will be locations where you teach stuff. You know, you can open up, you know, like clubs or gathering places where people can come and socialize. So yeah, should I have a couple locations that are, you know, dedicated to the culture and
history? I didn't know. Hey, bro, I didn't even know that we can actually, like, I seen that somebody, I think I seen that somebody had a actual club.
Yeah, right. There's a few clubs, like.
So yeah, I didn't know that it was. I didn't know that there was availabilities to buy that stuff. I didn't even see the only options I ever seen was storefronts and. And
apartment. Really? Yeah, they got they have a Nighthawk club template. You feel me, where it's all dim and they got that little sections, you feel me? You put your music in there with the little video playing.
Wait. Where you get that at?
Shoot, it's on the Multiverse Online.
So you tell me I need to get online?
Yeah, you go to multiverseonline.io and okay, then you will go to your profile. You would scroll all the way down to create location and then you would choose one of the templates that they have. Yeah, that's right. So I have noticed I haven't seen any of your lobby rooms or anything. You know, they have a lot of different templates for that type of stuff. So code material.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, y'all, we totally metaverse the hell out.
Oh, my mama, you better ask somebody.
Man, I got a chance to see your clown world, man, on inside of Horizon, bro.
Hey, yeah, man.
That's lit, bro. Good, you know, the world creator, man, you doing big things over there in Horizon with Meta, you know what I'm saying? And you know, Quest 2, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
Wow, bro. It's crazy, bro. Like, you all over the place in the metaverse. People still don't even understand how important it is to have your own world inside the metaverse.
They don't even know right now, bro. They don't even know. Even so, it's really up to us to kind of, like, push it out there. That's what I've been doing, trying to, you know, make happen inside of our communities, you know. So I believe that every black and brown area should have like a Black Wall Street or something cultural where people can come together and build it. You feel me? If you can't get there, get you an Oculus, you feel me? And hop up in here and even collaborate with people and stuff like that. That's why I be telling my people, like, man, you better tap in because, yeah, these storefronts are like $50. Like, you feel me? Should they just drop some storefronts now? It's like $6,000 today. Like, what? $6,000? Oh, yeah, imagine in a year.
People ain't even gonna be able to buy up in here, nigga. We're gonna be grandfathered in this shit.
Grandfathered,
chief. Businesses, storefront, everything, property.
Big chief grandfather.
Chilling on our penthouse, nigga, rooftops. You know what I mean? Hey, that nigga, did you go upstairs into my building, the one across from my Mikey shit?
No, not yet.
Oh, nigga, I'm up like 20, 30 stories now.
He said, up there, on my mom, Ellington.
Hey, come on, man. I got to show you, bro.
Yeah, Mosey, I for sure got to check you out.
We lit. Man, shout out to Megatron Mikey and Sherry and Serrano and all the people that's inside the multiverse. Shout out to my boy.
Yeah, Twin Mom,
Horizon World, and Junior, and Angel the Artist, all the people that's breaking through.
Big Key,
Divine,
Levin got
it. Yep, Robbie. Divine Intercession, Red Leader,
Big Links,
Hello LL. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of big. big people up in here, man.
This DR world is crazy, man. Papa Hoppa and Prince the Wu.
Yeah, man, bro, this is crazy. This is crazy.
Man, I love this shit.
Oh, like, wow.
It's like niggas still talking about the Instagram and shit and talking about why you ain't check your Facebook. It's like, wow. Nigga, I'm in the meta. Like, in a minute, niggas won't even be posting that on their pages.
Yeah, bro, Facebook or Instagram. That shit got changed in meta. Even they don't even realize that Facebook and Instagram is called meta now. It's like, yeah, y'all like.
But that's what I'm saying though. Facebook and Instagram is called Meta, and what Meta is what we're talking about and what we're doing.
It's what we in right
so
now.
So what they're saying is basically you're going to have to at some point create that avatar, go on Instagram, create the avatar, side your settings,
everybody.
And you're
going
to have to buy an Oculus. They're trying to sell you an Oculus right now on your Instagram. Pay attention.
I got a whole little program. You feel me? The Oculus costs like about $330.
Facebook Pay is now called MetaPay, or will be called MetaPay. We're days away.
Days away from MetaPay. Meta better have my money.
No more Facebook Pay.
Hey, on my money.
MetaPay.
Damn, my guy. You are not lying.
So, I wanted to send a special shout out to everybody over in the UK, because Meta finally brought the metaverse to Oculus Quest 2 owners inside of the UK. The Horizon Worlds platform is now available for residents in the UK to enjoy. So, congratulations. The community is getting bigger and stronger. You know, we lit.
Oh, my mama,
man. Yeah, man. So I'm just excited, man. And I'm happy about the personal approach that Mark Zuckerberg is taking, you know what I'm saying, in terms of revealing new features and stuff like that coming, you know, to and just really.
Yeah, because if he wouldn't have did it, man, this shit probably would have came off for another 8 years.
Come on, man.
You're waiting on everybody else. If you're waiting on Apple, it probably would have never came out. Shit, they loving their phones too much. The phone is gone, okay? E.T., phone home. Man,
yeah. I'm excited, man. So I wanna say this because people don't know. Oculus Quest 2 is selling better than Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I want everybody to know that Xbox sucks.
Next box.
You feel me? In a minute, you're gonna be able to get a motherfucking Xbox at the 99 cent store or Dollar General
with a coupon to 50% off. There.
I'm just saying.
They're gonna be begging. Come back.
Oh my god! Now the Quest 2 Pro, or. It's known as the Project Cambria.
Yeah.
Man, they talking about $800.
I'm saving already. If I got three Oculus.
Like, you know, I ain't feeling that. But yeah, quite naturally, obviously, I'm going to have to be forced to get one.
Yep.
But like I said, still for the people that don't even have a regular Quest 2, I feel bad for them.
Y'all can sell one of my Oculus.
They're not even going to want to spend the $800, let alone the $300.
Yeah, I'm going to just sell one of mine because mine is the original Oculus. You know, the other one's going to say Meta on it. Oh, mine got the O on that jug.
Oh, classic shit.
Oh, God. I got one I ain't even, like, turned on. I'm up with the sitting
that's,
there. Right
honestly, low-key, them is, like, classic pieces you want to hold on to.
Right, fact.
I ain't gonna tell you this idea that I got, dog. Because I forgot, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't just talking. It ain't just me. Sometimes I forget that it's just us in this interview talking and not just the people in the world listening to everybody on that radio and, you know, everybody on the iHeartRadio app. You know what I'm saying? Like, I forget.
Right. He's up dropping gyms.
Right.
Thumbs up.
But you know, y'all, we Black and Matter. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's what it's all about, man. It's really all about sharing. And we really want to, like, just inform you guys and give you guys the insight that you guys need to feel comfortable enough to come inside the Metaverse and spend your money. So if you got an Oculus or you don't, go get you an Oculus. It's called Quest 2. You can go to Target, Walmart, GameStop, wherever you can buy games at or online. And it's a VR headset that you will buy. And once you get the headset, you will download the app called Multiverse. The other app is called Horizon World. You download those two apps. And when you do that, add me, your boy Ricky Romance Live, and my guy Chief Smoke.
Yes, S-M-O-Q. If you chip in, I will smoke you, JK. But yeah, okay.
So that's Chief Smoke and Ricky Romance Live. That's Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, Romance, R-O-M-A-N-C-E, and Live, L-I-V-E. Alright, yes. So y'all tap in with us, step into the Metaverse. We got a lot more to talk about. This conversation is to be continued. But you know what, though? We love y'all. This is your boy, Ricky Romance. This is the No Filter.
Yeah.
And we up in this piece, man. My boy, G-Smoke, I want to thank you, man, for pulling up. I'm Liddy.
You already know.
Super Liddy Gang.
The pleasure is mine, man. You already know who it is.
I appreciate you, man. Black Wall Street. Established. When was it established inside of the Metaverse?
Shit, January 2022, man. We've been up in here.
Hey, y'all know what it is, y'all. Y'all tap in. When y'all step into the community, don't hesitate to get in contact with us and tap in with us.
Like
we will help you set your businesses up. We'll help you buy your homes. We'll help you do whatever it is that you need to do inside of the meta. If you don't understand it, we'll take some time to explain it to you.
You meta ask somebody.
You better ask somebody. All right, y'all.
We are
lit. You know why? Because I just don't give a fuck. And this next interview is with Wendy Williams and Charlamagne Tha God. I hold this interview dear to my heart. Yeah, it's a throwback, you guys. I wanted to share with you because I've come so far. And without further ado.
Oh, by my man Ricky Romance?
Yeah, go!
Oh, my man, see, I forgot about this part of the story. Yes. Ricky Romance is a wild boy. Ricky Romance was standing right by Dream after he called him a itch cash figure. But then he turned to Dream and said, "Are you Dream's people? You with Dream?" He didn't even realize he was talking to Dream.
I can't.
But boy, when Dream hit that stage, and after he took that bucket of ice and he threw the ice on the stage, I was laughing so hard I didn't notice that he threw the bucket at Dream too.
I can't.
Ricky Romance, that's my man.
Ricky Romance is not playing. I can't. Breathe.
Ricky Romance is the king of the West. Ricky Romance is not playing. Ricky Romance trying to get his artists on. He got these artists he working with. He got his label he's starting. Y'all don't want to play his records. Y'all got these guys going on before him. Like Dream, he is not having it. Ricky is my man.
Ricky Romance's brother is Raz B, and they were both at the party. And
we need to hear from Ricky. Where's Ricky at, man?
I can't.
Ricky need to be on TV.
Stop, Charlamagne.
Ricky Romance is not no joke.
Okay.
It's not a game with Ricky Romance.
And I've got a gift for you. Oh, wait, where's my mouse?
Wow.
Okay, hold on, Charlamagne, say hello to Ricky Romance.
Ricky, it's my man Ricky.
Boy, Ricky Romance in the flesh, what up?
He don't play. Ricky Romance.
You already know I ain't taking no games. I ain't playing no games. What up, Wendy? You look fabulous last night.
Thank you, Ricky.
Ricky,
you can't curse. And who was Orlando Brown?
I'm sorry. I'm a very spiritual person. You know, I apologize.
Yeah, we're going to give you the click, though, next time. Don't try to stop my money.
So tell everybody how you punked Dream last night, Ricky.
Yeah.
Basically, you know what? Basically, Dream had a problem with my artist, Orlando Brown. Everybody knows Orlando Brown is Eddie from That's So Raven. He's my artist. We're working on his album. He was supposed to open up the Dream last night, and Dream just acting like a little blowfish.
And so I don't understand. So Dream stopped Orlando from going on?
He had a problem with Orlando going on before him. I mean, I don't know. Our show, we had our show really set up. It was really nice. We had the dancers. Everything was just set up. We were ready to go, you know. He just had a problem. Mm-hmm. We came down to his dressing room to try to, you know, pay respects to him or whatever, and he turned us down. He was like, oh, well, I don't want to meet no Orlando Brown or no Ricky Romance. Da, 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 da. I said, oh, okay. No problem. I bought his album. Orlando bought his album. Everybody, all my people bought his album because when I played it and they heard it for the first time, they was like, I love that album. Now it's like everybody's like, all that, you know. And y'all don't even know what happened after I left there. I went to Show Magazine party last night.
Oh, okay?
Come on, give us some more.
We got into it again last night. The security was there. Oh, man.
Did you put hands on him, Ricky?
No. But he ain't welcome in L.A. He ain't welcome on the West Coast.
That's right. The King of the West is spoken.
Wow.
Ricky is
spoken. Drop a bomb on that.
The King of the West is spoken.
I hate you, Ricky. Man, Dream is my friend.
You love me, Wendy. You looked at me last night and told me how beautiful I was.
I did. I don't remember damn shit.
Drinks all them drinks, see?
No.
Ricky Romance took that bucket of ice and threw it at Dream while Dream was performing. The ice missed him, but that bucket didn't.
Well.
Man, that was unacceptable. I was angry because I mean business and time is money. You know what I'm saying? And,
I'm all for that. I encourage that, Ricky.
We were there to support you guys, and we were there to perform and open up a dream, and that's just not the way that I expected for everything to go down. We're about business.
Thank you.
So, you know,
I
worked really hard, and you know,
Ricky Romance, you're the worst. I love you, but I hate you at the same time. Charlamagne.
Ricky Romance is the King of the West Coast.
Yes, well, thank you, Ricky, for calling.
Yeah,
this is your boy, Ricky Romance. This is the No Filter Podcast. That's right. We lit on
we
that radio.
Lit. Big lit.
I heart all over the world, you guys. You Hello? Already know what time it is. But you know what? Today, we just gonna kick it with y'all. You know what I'm saying? We always kick it with y'all, but we gonna kick it with y'all a little bit harder. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to introduce somebody to y'all that's well respected to me.
Well connected, well respected.
Well connected, well respected. I took a liking to this guy when I first met him in the metaverse. That's right, the metaverse. You feel me? This guy right here, man, you know, I met him, you know what I'm saying? And we instantly clicked. We didn't just have, you know, family ties, you know what I'm saying? It was actually like something real, you know what I'm saying? He was just very transparent with the person that he was, you know what I mean? And I don't know, maybe you could tell the story better than I can, but I want to introduce to y'all my boy Felso. We want to go ahead and we want to stamp him as the mayor of the metaverse, the mayor in Horizon Worlds. We want to stamp him on that radio, iHeartRadio, all over the world. We want y'all to know that this is real.
That's a
this
big fact,
campaign
man.
Right now. We're on the campaign.
Big fact.
Right
we run it. We run it, man. Thank you, Rick, man. I appreciate you, brother. And you know, ever since we, you know, first connected, my G, it's been nothing but pure, real love. And I appreciate you being such a genuine G. You know what I mean? And a friend to me. You know what I mean? We both, you know what I mean? Run, done things for one another within the metaverse, out of the metaverse. And I just want to say, you know, in front of your platform, in front of this audience that's global, I appreciate you as a friend, as a brother. And let's get it.
We just going to keep building, man. We just going to keep building. It's only the beginning, man.
That's a fact. I can't wait to see where this goes, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Heavy. You guys, so Felso, I don't know if you want to introduce yourself properly.
Hey, man. Well, I be the one and only Felso. They call me the mayor. Originally, I'm from South Jersey. You know what I mean? That's where I reside.
Jersey in the house.
Big Jersey. You know what I'm saying?
Brick City.
Shout out to Brick City. Shout out to Red Man. Shout out to Coi Leray. Shout out to Fetty Wap. Shout out to everybody that's doing it, the band, man. Shout out to everybody that's doing it, Mir Fontaine, everybody that's doing it in Jersey. You feel me?
The culture.
Yeah, man, big on the culture. I want to be one of the first, you know what I mean, artist to really take this metaverse thing and run full speed with it. You know what I'm saying? I really want to score a touchdown, not only for Jersey, not only for my people, but for the culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see where this thing could go. I see where Mark Zuckerberg is dumping all these billions of dollars into, and we need a piece of that. We all do. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You representing Jersey.
Yes, sir.
You know, but it's been a lot of people talented that represent this pop culture that we all emulate in the world today, and we don't even know it, that has came before you. So what makes you different coming out of Jersey?
My story. I feel like my transparency, like whatever I would get into the public eye and be, you know, I guess they would say exposed for, whatever, you know, people want to bring up dirt. I'm with all of that. I'm down. Like, you know, I got a pure heart and I got good intentions. And I feel like, you know, as long as I got God on my side and good people in my corner, that's going to take me real far.
I can tell you got a brand, grandma, and I can tell you came from a good family. No matter what mistakes you made, no matter what bumps you made in the road, no how many times you bumped your head and stumbled, fell down, and got back up.
We kept rocking.
Came from a brand family.
That's a fact. You know what I mean? My mother put God on me. You know what I'm saying? I come from a small family. On the real, I was adopted. You know what I'm saying? So that's why my story's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a crazy story when it get down to it. You know, when it's time for my story to be told, which hopefully, you know, Paramount or somebody buy the rights to my to my movie. Whoa. You know what I mean? When this thing pop,
we gotta explain. We gotta explain, yo. So Felso's an artist, you guys. Yeah, he has some dope music. And I ain't even heard none of it. I heard probably one joint. Maybe played a joint for me personally. I don't recall. I know I played some shit that's available on Instagram. It's available. You guys can download it. I think it's called The Sauce.
The Sauce. We got The Sauce moving right now, man. Yeah. That was a product.
That was a test?
That was a product of the metaverse. That's an old song that I got. That, you know, shout out to my brother Junior. We was in Lit 2022, and we just playing songs by, you know, artists, because that's what we do. We show love within that. And we playing songs, and shout out to my brother Victor 3002. I told him to play my joint, and I sent him, you know, nobody's heard it, and Sauce goes crazy in the club, like, just like, you know, in the physical realm. When you give a DJ a dope single and it pops off and people request it, like, y'all wonder, what was that Sauce song? So it's a catchy tune that, you know, thanks to the metaverse, it's been kind of, you know, it's been streaming a little bit, paying a nigga phone bill, you know what I'm saying? That crazy.
Well, yo, man, I mean, yo, there's some other things we can talk about, some other options, you know what I'm saying, in terms of that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, because that record is definitely, definitely, definitely hot, man. So I want to talk a little bit about the metaverse. A lot of people don't know what the metaverse is. I want to talk about Horizon Worlds. People don't know what Horizon Worlds is. I want to talk about Oculus. MetaQuest, people don't really understand. So I just want to give them a little history and a back view from your standpoint, because you've been involved and been participating early on.
Yeah, you know, man, I jumped in early, man. Mm-hmm. I jumped in early. Essentially, I'm glad that I did. The Oculus for me was... Like, you know what? Let me hop in here and see what this boy be on here. And I got interested, you know, through some fighting games, and then I got introduced to Worlds. Now with Horizon Worlds, you can build and do all of the shit that you want to do, be who you want to be, and create. And I'm a creator, so, you know, that's what we do. We make shit. So I just wanted to go in there and create. And you can build and do as you please. And, you know what I mean? Anything that you can think to your imagination, you can create. So just seeing what Mark Zuckerberg was putting behind this whole campaign, I had to hop in it, and it was only right. And I just see that there's a lot of opportunity for growth. There's a lot of money in here. You know, a lot of these brands, like MasterCard just came in there, bro. You saw that? Like MasterCard just popped in there. They're doing a deal with Sis. Shout out to Rhonda. Yeah, MasterCard is in there. Rhonda and Flutter just built the MasterCard world. That should drop on the 21st. Yeah. Yeah,
getting serious.
It's getting real, you feel me? And we right there at the forefront, you know what I'm saying? I got some So I'm talking to some folks about some big shit that I'm trying to get going for myself and for the culture. Like, everything that I do is for the community. So
exactly.
That's how I'm trying to come. I'm trying to lead the community to the right bag. I'm trying to lead us to the bags. You feel me? Because don't nothing move without us. We the culture, straight like that.
And it's amazing. It's amazing that you said that, because, you know, coming into Horizon Worlds, I feel a sense of family.
Yeah.
I feel like a sense of belonging. You know, I feel like it was something that was missing from my life.
Yeah.
And you know, you can create a life that you want. You can create the energy. And I got a chance to see some of your world, to visit some of your worlds before I actually had a chance to meet you.
Yeah.
So it was crazy. Like, I think the first one was Felso's house.
Yeah, facto.
You know what I mean? You had the fresh whips outside.
Yeah, buddy.
Say what?
We about to redo that. I'm about to relaunch that in like a week or so. I'm like redoing the whole crib. It's gonna be dope.
Oh shit. Oh yeah. Shit. And then I went to I forgot what you call it, man. It was like a museum or something, man.
It was either Shadows or the Basquiat Art Museum.
The Shadows.
Yeah, Shadows.
And that man, I ain't gonna front, man. That Shadows brought me to tears, bro.
Yeah, that's for the homies. That's for us.
Oh, God of my life.
That's for the men that, you know, suffer from anxiety, suffer from depression, suffer from, you know, whatever, the trials of life, period. You know, especially Black men. We don't necessarily deal with our traumas and mental health as well as we should. We don't believe in a lot of shit that a lot of people in different cultures may have took the steps to do, like therapy and things of that nature. Like, we got scarred PTSD early on, and we just said, you know what we say? It is what it is, and we keep it pushing. So I just made a world based on those feelings and how, you know, me as a Black man feels in this world and how I see
it. Yeah, that was powerful, bro, especially when I came around the corner and, you know, and I saw the dude hanging.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
I want to make it a little shock factor for it, because, you know, that's the reality of it, man. That could be, and that has been the ending of a lot of Black men that are like me and you that have been in the streets. We might not come from the streets, but we are products of our environments. We've been around. We know what's up, and, you know.
Man, I saw another guy jumping off a building.
Yeah, man. Hey, shit. So
I was,
man.
I'm like, yo. I was like trying to understand the mind of the creator, the mind of Felso, the mind, your thought process. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? I really appreciate that, and I think so many people around the world are gonna appreciate that as they come, you know, as they get their, you know, their quest to, you know, as they come into the metaverse and,
yeah, man,
you know, coming to Horizon World. There's no way around Horizon World, and that's what I've been telling people. You know what I'm saying? Because if you go into your Instagram and you can now create avatar. People don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that same avatar and the clothes that you wear is the same avatar that you get.
It's the same person.
If you want to go in the metaverse.
Yep.
Right? So your avatar from Instagram is your avatar in the metaverse, right?
Yep.
So how you go in the metaverse is, you guys, you buy Oculus. Target, Walmart,
Amazon.
Online, Oculus.com.
Shout out to Oculus.
Yep, shout out to MetaQuest, you know, in the Horizon World, you know, and get the device, you know what I'm saying? And you're going to realize that everything that you can do in real life, you can actually do in VR. And I know it sounds crazy. So, you know what I mean? Like big ups, man. Big ups to you, man. I know you got some more creations on the way, some stuff you've been working on.
Yeah, man, I'm working on this. That should drop soon. That's going to be dope for the community. It's going to be essentially a world hub where everybody from the culture and, you know, allies and friends and everybody that, you know, creators of all likes and backgrounds and creeds and whatever, everybody just come slide and we all see each other's worlds and we can create together. We can link, we can network. I just want to, like I said, I just want to bring people together and get us in the right direction where we can all become equal and get to this bag, brother. So, of course, we got new shit on the way.
It sounds like Felso's version of the White House on steroids.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what it is. It's the White House on gas.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Do you what do you see yourself with your music 2 years from now? What artists would you like to work with if you could work with any artist that's on top of the game right now?
I would love to have a studio session with I like Lil Uzi, man. That's my dude. I like his spirit. I like how he coming. Rap wise, I would love to of course be in the studio with the boy. Like Drake is at the top of that list. You know what I mean? Well, I say Uzi because he's from like right across the bridge, and I feel like we would have that connection. But of course, man, Drake, man, me and Drake would go in there and make nothing but fire, man.
What you think about the new Drake album, man? Have you heard it?
I listened to a few joints, and I can't lie, man. I think I was just swayed by everybody else's opinion, so I got to give it a second listen. But I can't say I didn't like it. I can't say I didn't love it. I can't say nothing. I just was like, all right, I see where he's going. I see his direction. But like he said on Instagram, man, shit, we already on to the next thing. Well, y'all going to catch up. So I give about a month or two, and every song is going to be number one in TikTok. And not even a month.
It's funny you say that.
Yeah, everything is.
I was just gonna say the same exact thing, bro.
Mm-hmm. You know how the boy like, do.
He's gonna shove it down. He's gonna shove it down everybody's throats.
Yeah.
Play it on the radio. It's gonna become stuck in our head.
It's over with.
Voila.
Yo, it's over with. As soon as it hits the radio, it's over with. Cause it's nothing but radio joints. All dance hall. It's all dancey joints. So it's over.
Do you think Drake is actually funding his own radio campaigns at this point?
You said you think that, man. I think it's fun. It can't be because he knows it's gonna go.
He just did a big deal for what? I don't even want to say the numbers. I don't know if it was 30 million.
Nah, you gotta add another zero on that.
No. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was like 200 million though.
Something crazy.
300 million or something. 100 million.
Way more money than we got.
Uh huh. It was hundreds of millions.
Yeah. He's just universal, I believe.
For like 5 years or some shit, I think.
Yeah, you know? Why not?
No. I think it was a lifetime deal.
You get one of those?
Man. Some shit like that.
I don't know. I definitely saw the numbers, though. I don't know what they got. Yeah. The details of it were, boy, listen, I take it.
Yo, first off, hey, man. Hey, you next up, man. You next up for sure.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? You know, remember I said it. You know what I mean?
Hey, we stamping it right here, man. Just so we know, man. We stamping it straight up, man. It's your boy Felso, the mayor of the metaverse. Next up, that's straight out of my boy Ricky Romance mouth. You know how we doing?
Yeah.
Jersey, it's your motherfucking boy.
y'all know we doing this shit from the east to the west coast, right?
That's a big fact.
You feel me? I'm all the way in Las Vegas right now.
Hey, what time is it over there? Like 11?
It's about 11 p.m. right now.
2 in the morning over
it's
here.
It's about the time. It's that late night metaverse vibes.
Yeah, big facts though. I'm letting my drink charge. I'm about to eat something, roll something, and I'm gonna pop on for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Go get to this meta bag.
Come on, man. You already know what it is, man. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, man, you know, anytime, bro, you know, you call, it's a go. So let me know whenever you need me. And when this thing pop, man, you know, I was one of the first on this bitch. You hear?
Come on, man. We already popping, man. We lit. We here. The time is now, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's a big thing.
Ain't no looking back. Y'all, this is my boy right here, Felso, the mayor. The mayor of the metaverse.
Horizon World. Yes,
y'all download the app in your Oculus. Get hip. Don't be behind. Step your game up. Check out that sauce record that he got.
Please do. I got babies to feed. Go spin that.
Nah, you know what it is. Shout out to NAB Radio. Shout out to iHeart Radio. Let's go. It's your boy Ricky Romance. This is the No Filter Podcast. And we out of here.
One.
You know what? Because I just don't give a fuck.
Me neither.